WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, our guest on WeatherBrains mentioned a dry line in his discussion of the weather maps. So just what is a dry line? As you might expect from the name, a dry line is a boundary separating a moist air mass from a dry air mass. There can also be a wind shift associated with a dry line, with southeast wind ahead of the dry line, while westerly winds are occurring behind the dry line. You may also hear it called a dew point front, since sharp changes in dew points can be observed across a dry line. You may also hear a rather local reference to the Marfa Front, getting the name from Marfa, Texas, in far west Texas, where dry lines are quite common. Most of the time, the temperature difference across a dry line is very small or even absent. Dry lines are most commonly found just to the east of the Rocky Mountains, separating a warm, moist air mass east of the dry line from a hot, dry air mass to the west of the dry line. The moisture east of the dry line generally originates from the Gulf of Mexico. States like Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska frequently experience dry lines in the spring and summer months. Dry lines, however, are extremely rare east of the Mississippi River. Dry lines typically advance eastward during the afternoon, but they pull back to the west at night. Severe and sometimes tornadic thunderstorms often develop along a dry line or in the moist air just to the east of it, especially when it begins moving eastward. Another interesting element in our complex atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.